Now, as you know, the trend in farming has been to move from horticulture to dairy. But we're going to swim against the tide next this morning, taking a look at two family dairy farms that have been transformed into horticulture enterprises. Down in Kilkenny, former dairy farmer Pat Fitzgerald of Biontix has been using cutting-edge techniques to create a vegetable that is literally hot stuff. Wasabi. Wasabi is the kind of horseradish that is a popular flavour in Japanese cuisine. And after 7 years developing a product that can be grown at scale, this is the first year that this Irish variety will be available to Irish restaurants, grown by the McCormick family farms in County Meath. Della Kilroy began with a visit to the labs in County Kilkenny to see where the Irish wasabi variety was developed.
There's even bananas leaving here. Kevin is just after loading bananas there onto that trolley. So where are those bananas going, Kevin? To the UK. So yeah, bananas from Ireland. So here we're in a noisy part in the workshop area. Wednesday and Friday we're usually dispatching to continental Europe. So here is a new wing that we built for sweet potato and potato mini tuber production during the peak season. So we have to keep a replica of about 25 true-to-type plants. They will now, in the next few weeks, be going out into the greenhouses outside, and that is our base mother stock for feeding the lab, because there could be hundreds of thousands of plants produced from one plant here.
You've got nice views over.
And a good view out the window, yes.
I'm in a large greenhouse, looking out over fields in Kilkenny with Pat Fitzpatrick, founder of Biotanics. His plant laboratory and nursery specialises in cultivating rare and exotic edible plant varieties, and it's one of a kind and, here in Ireland.
Yeah, you see Tim there now is preparing mother plants, so Tim can describe to you.
I'm currently maintaining the hostas that we have here as mother stock, so these are overwinter plants, so once they die back, I'm just maintaining the tops of the pots to keep them clean, keep them weed free. They can get potted on and sent off to the whoever needs them.
It all begins in this area. It's very intensive. There's approximately sitting out there at any one time 1.5 million plants, and they're rotating around. We're about 97% export.
The nursery here, now used for growing experimental plants, was once a dairy farm.
This nursery began officially in 1990. It's a dairy farm originally, and over the years it started to grow and grow, and by 2006-07 I got out of cows totally to focus on the laboratory and the nursery. So in here is wasabi of all sorts of types and denominations.
Wasabi is the latest product on their offering. It's a Japanese horseradish that Pat has grown here with the help of an 11th generation wasabi farming family based in Japan.
Yeah, so what we're in now at the moment, Della, is a breeding area. All, if you notice, the flat leaves rising up towards the light. In the case of wasabi, it's a white multi-petaled flower arrangement.
This all started, not here, but with the mother stock and then in the lab.
Yeah. Wasabi is not grown from a seed. Wasabi is grown from a vegetatively propagated plant. And to keep those plants true health, same as potato, we must have elite plant material. So the laboratory provides us every year with the original plants. So it's very seasonal. So during the autumn, winter, early spring period, the plants come out of the laboratory, they come up to our high health area in the nursery, and they get produced into what we call a plug, and then they get transferred from the plug to a pot, and they will be exported, or in the case of Ireland, sold to a farmer in Ireland, and that's where the plants begin from.
And not everyone might have tasted wasabi. How do people consume wasabi?
Yeah, wasabi is quite a misunderstood herb. In Japan, they eat every part of the plant. And the part that's the most popular that you would be familiar with as a paste is usually derived from the what they call a rhizome, which is technically not a rhizome, it's a stem. In European cuisine and other countries outside of Japan, you're probably getting mustard or some other adulterated wasabi.
And there is a fan going here. The plants are being blown at.
The fan is really to keep the air from stratifying. And why is Ireland so adaptable to it? Its perfect environment is from 7 Celsius to 18 Celsius. That's its sweet spot, nice and cool. And our objective is to get wasabi out there, get wasabi as part of your diet. And if we achieve that, and we have another herb getting into the food ingredient, that's it, you know.
Across the country in County Meath, the McCormick family farm have partnered with Pat to grow and supply Irish wasabi at a commercial scale for the first time in Ireland. There, I meet Stephen McCormick.
That house there is where we were brought up. That was where Daddy built his house, and we were brought up as kids, so we weren't having too far to go for work. And then I ended up building there, right beside us again. So I've never had to walk any more than 20 metres to work. Whether a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But certainly, I was never late for work, put that way, yeah.
You know. The McCormick farm is now known for growing baby salad leaves and herbs. But like Pat's farm, it was once transformed from a dairy farm.
Farm background, you'll see here, there's 23 acres in all of this whole farm, which my grandfather had dairy on and sheep on. Of course, most of it now is taken up by factory units and greenhouses and all sorts. But I kind of knew from a very early stage what I wanted to do. 3 and 4 and 5 years old, I was always with Daddy in the fields or in the van or wherever it may be. So I can't leave Mammy out. And I tend to forget about Mammy sometimes, but she was the backbone. Mammy was the one in the fields. She was the one bringing us to the field. She was the one driving the tractor, you know, because we weren't old enough. But growing was my passion, and it just went from there.
Yep. Wasabi isn't something you've done before, but no. We're going to look where you're going
to
go.
Yeah. Just follow me down here.
Stephen shows me the greenhouses where they're preparing for the wasabi plants to arrive. While the demand for the product isn't big at the moment, they're hoping it will be in the future.
So this house is designed now for the wasabi. Now we have a few other bits and pieces. We're hoping maybe next year to start off with 4,000 plants. The root, the rhizome then, is the part that the chef wants for slicing or peeling or making paste or whatever it may be. And it is hot. It will really get your tingles going in your tongue. There's no doubt about that. That's the prize, really, of the whole thing. Like, wasabi is, it's imported all year round. If even people use it, because it's quite expensive because of all the travel. That definitely has proven to me is quite a unique taste, and yet a really nice taste at the same time.
So when might we see this Irish wasabi in Irish restaurants?
You know, it's already there in small proportions, but I think chefs have kind of got the taste for it now. And are we going to make money from this? Am I going to sell loads and loads? No, we're not. This time next year, next February next year, you will see more chefs looking for it now because they've seen it. They've tasted it, they've done their mayonnaise, they've done their pestos. Yeah, next year.
So we'll come back and see how you're getting on.
Well, exactly, yeah, absolutely, yeah.